Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791 is the toll-free number. We used to have a different number on Saturday nights, and now I think we finally consolidated, man, which...
Got that all ironed out.
As I understand this, and if I'm wrong about this, I'm sure my board op will alert me, but I believe the number is now consistent throughout the entire week. Monday through Saturday, it is 1-800-259-5791. So... That makes things a little easier, huh?
Just like a real radio show.
And by the way, this is our first Saturday show of the new year, and in celebration of the new year, we have expanded. Obviously, we're here an hour early. We're doing it from 7 to 10 o'clock now, Eastern Time, Saturday night.
I'm expanding all the time, just to let you know.
You mean weight-wise?
Yeah.
Getting fatter?
Unfortunately.
You're going to the gym and stuff. You shouldn't be doing that.
Well, haven't been getting to the gym. My back's been bad.
Ooh, that's no fun. All right, so it is Free Talk Live. Anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you can take control, 800-259-5791. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of archives on our website, months of them, for free. I mean, more than you could possibly even really listen to in a decent amount of time. There's so much at freetalklive.com, right there on the front page of the website, so go get them.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Now, this is not a show where we focus on guests all the time. In fact, it's rare that we have guests on. In 3 years, we've had 12 guests on this program.
Is that how many?
Yes. A few of them we've had more than once. I mean, Drew Curtis from FARC.com, Jim Babka from Downsize DC, they've been on with us several times. But over 3 years of being on the air, only 12 guests. And this is going to be lucky number 13. It's David Berglund. He's a two-time Libertarian presidential candidate. So
That's our second presidential candidate.
What do you mean, our second president?
Our second presidential candidate we've had on the show as an interviewee.
I guess you're right about that.
Yep.
And so it's David Berglund. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, David.
Hello. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you, David. Now, you're not only a two-time Libertarian presidential candidate, which is something that not very many people can claim, you're also an accomplished author.
I am indeed. I think I'm accomplished anyway.
Well, I think so,
at least
too.
I got the book written, and it's now in its ninth edition, so...
The book we're talking about is your book, Libertarianism in One Lesson. And I got to say that, well, first of all, let me just reset here and just explain why it is you're here. Obviously, the new edition has been released. It's got something like, what, 30 fresh pages in it, updated statistics, that sort of thing. It was an excellent book back when I read it a few years ago. I'm not sure. Maybe it was the 7th or 8th edition that I read. And I handed it over to Manwich, this new version that we got. So Manwich has just read your book for the very first time. He just, I think, finished reading it a few days ago.
Yeah.
So he's fresh and new. And Manwich, what did you think about it?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was so good that I have my registered Democrat wife reading it.
Ooh.
So,
excellent.
I'm hoping that... his case will be better than mine has been.
Now, you're not just here to talk about your book, and we are going to talk about your book, but also hopefully we'll be talking about the Advocates for Self-Government, which is also a group that you're heavily involved in. Correct, David?
I am indeed, and the Advocates is the publisher of the book.
Oh, that's excellent.
Publisher of the ninth edition. I published it myself in the first 8 editions, and they came along and were eager to have a ninth edition come out. So they twisted my arm, not real hard, and we get the ninth edition out.
It's a sharp-looking book. It's got a nice glossy cover on it, a picture of the arm and the torch of the Statue of Liberty, and it's bigger, too. I mean, more pages this time out. So give us a brief rundown of Libertarianism in One Lesson, David Berglund.
Well, the book was originally written in 1984 when I was the presidential candidate. I was only the presidential candidate once.
Oh, really? I'm so sorry about that. I don't know why I thought you were in there twice.
Well, in 1976, I was the vice presidential candidate.
Oh, close enough.
Easy enough. Yeah. In any event, it became clear to me as I was campaigning that that such a book was needed, that people had to have a basic introduction to what the philosophy of liberty is and how it can apply and really help people in their lives today and help improve our political situation in this country and around the world.
Did you feel like at that time that most of the libertarian literature was more scholarly?
Well, it definitely was and continues to be.
Yeah.
In fact, this book, the ninth edition of the book, was came out because the people, advocates for self-government, had cast around for a good introductory text that was that sort of hit the middle target. It wasn't. It's not a dumbed down version at all, but it also isn't a thick scholarly tome. The sort of thing that comes out of a think tank.
Right. And I can't stand that kind of stuff, by the way. I mean, I'm not a dum-dum, but I just can't read through those kind of books very easily. I like a conversational style. I like simple, and I like understandable. And libertarianism in one lesson is all of that.
You know, there's one point in libertarianism in one lesson that you keep coming back to, and that is utopia is not an option.
I do keep coming back to that. I think that's probably the most important lesson that anybody can learn when they're going to be discussing politics and ways of coming at social, economic, and political issues.
Sure. You know, and you discuss public schools, for instance, and you know that's one of the points you stress there. When you talk about it, I mean, people graduate public schools. Some of them in this, some areas in this country, people more than half of the graduates are functionally illiterate. And obviously, so the system we have isn't working, and a system where everyone had to pay for their student for their own children to go to school, it wouldn't be perfect, but it'd be better.
It certainly would be better. You know, interestingly, one of the things that's pointed out in the book is that in 1800, Thomas Jefferson was in charge of a study that was done about education, or not about education, but about literacy in America at that time, and they discovered there was about 98% literacy, and there were no public schools and hardly any private schools. But somehow or another, people were smart enough to realize that it was important to be literate. And so people knew how to read and write and do numbers. And it wasn't until the government got involved in it about the middle of the 19th century where they decided, well, we're going to have public schools, and it's been pretty much downhill since.
Yeah. You know, post-World War II is, right at World War II, we were considered the best educated people in the world. And we've slowly slipped down those rankings. Other countries have surpassed us. And you can directly correlate it to federal government involvement in schools.
Right. Well, I mean, and as David points out, it started getting bad when the government, period, you know, state and local government started getting involved in schools. And it got the worst of the worst in the 1950s when the feds got involved.
Well, if you think about socialism and what a colossal failure it always has been, wherever tried, and then stop and think, well, let's look at the American society or our system here, and what are the most socialistic aspects of it? Well, the public education system is right up there at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
And so it is failing, and it will continue to fail, and it will go belly up the same way that the Soviet Union did. And then private people are going to be in a better position to solve the problems of education.
I'm just looking down this the laundry list of the different topics that you cover in the book, and I see you've got the war on drugs, which is, of course, a libertarian classic issue, poverty, the environment, guns and crime, health care, education, and I would presume this is new to the ninth edition, national defense and terrorism.
Well, it's new, yes, in a certain aspect. That the foreign policy chapter, that's the one you're talking about, has always been in the book, but the world changes fairly rapidly, and it always needs to be that chapter needs to be updated.
Certainly. Let's get an update on that. I'd like to get your thoughts on the terrorism situation, the war on terrorism that we have in this country. If you can hang on, David, we'd love to keep you on, okay?
Sure.
So hang on with us. 800-259-5791. If you have a question for David Berglund, he has run for president as the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, also the vice presidential candidate at one time, author of Libertarianism in One Lesson. We're going to get back with him. Your calls as well, 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like joint care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up what's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there for you. All of it's free. We got the updates as well, updates.freetalklive.com. That'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So get signed up at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the guest that we have on tonight with us, man, which it is David Berglund. He is a former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, also ran as a vice presidential candidate for the LP. And as you were running for president, you decided that the Libertarian movement needed a book that was a good introduction to liberty, because apparently there just wasn't one at that time. And so you crafted Libertarianism in One Lesson. Obviously it did well, because now it's in its ninth edition, being published by the Advocates for Self-Government. And here you are on Free Talk Live to talk about it, because it's an excellent book, as Manwich has just recently discovered. And so we were talking about some of the new content, because, you know, as you're updating an edition of a book, you plug in some new facts and new statistics as they've come out. And I wanted you to sort of go into Just give us the one lesson on terrorism, this war on terrorism that we have in this country, David Berglund. What's the libertarian solution here?
Well, the libertarian solution to the war on terror, which is really kind of a misnomer. War is a concept of nations fighting nations, where what we have now is individuals and non-governmental groups basically committing terrorist acts in various parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one, of course, was 9/11 in New York. That's the one that really got our concern up. But the way to begin is with asking the question, what's the proper foreign policy for the United States?
And Jefferson, I agree.
Jefferson stated it best, you know, peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. It's really a non-interventionist foreign policy.
Right.
That is, the U.S. government should just simply not be involved in other parts of the world.
Is that isolationism?
Not at all. It's exactly the opposite. Isolationism suggests a walling off of our country.
Which is what they're trying to do now.
basically, yes, but the libertarian policy is one of free trade and open commerce and travel. That is allowing people and not interfering with the right of people in this country to deal peacefully and honestly with people in other countries. And if the interaction among people is on this personal, private, commercial type of basis, then people don't want to get into wars because,
of course, who wants to kill their customers?
And it's governments are the one. The U.S. government has been a very aggressive government for the last century.
Right.
It is in
the world's police
wars.
Yeah. And people are getting kind of ticked off at us around the world. I mean, we've seen statistics here on this show about people in other countries and their thoughts about America, and they don't really care very much for our government at all.
Well,
and you know what? I think they realize that it is our government, but I think there's a lot of people that just believe that we're all a bunch of idiots because of our government.
Well, that is a common human failing, and that is to associate or lump together people in a particular part, in any given part of the world, with the government that has control of that part
right,
of the world.
Right.
It's a real, very old tribal sort of attitude of us versus them. When you hear most people talk about what the U.S. government is doing in foreign lands, they talk about we, as if you and I and our brothers and sisters and kids and parents were all involved in this thing. Well, it isn't we.
Right.
It's George Bush and a number of other people.
And the people following his orders. And actually,
yeah,
it was interesting. A few weeks back on our Saturday show, we are on in Indianapolis up there, and we were kind of attacking the big government conservatives. We were labeling people who are calling in as big government conservatives for supporting the current administration. And they were getting all up in arms about how we were, you know, suggesting that they would be for a big government when, of course, the numbers back us up. I mean, $2 trillion government, growing by leaps and bounds. And we were talking about foreign policy, and it was just amazing to hear people that considered themselves small government conservatives calling in and defending the fact that we have military bases in over 135 countries. We have over 700 military installations around the world, defending it with the tired old excuse of, well, they invited us in. No, they didn't invite us in. The governments of those countries wanted us to come there. That doesn't reflect at all. That's exactly what you're saying, David. It doesn't reflect at all on the individuals, the people in those countries.
Well, this is a very important insight, and that is you and I and those individual callers who are calling in, as you described, are not the government. Everybody is an individual. They're born, they grow, they try to get themselves educated, get into careers, have their own families, and those are the people, those are the individual. That's what really counts.
Right.
And then you have this gang of people who call themselves the government, that's how the history of the world has been.
And I can't imagine
everybody's used to that. But
I can't imagine anybody in South Korea who has a family and is out working for a living. I can't imagine them coming home at night and thinking, gosh, I wish we could have five more U.S. military installations here in this country.
No, probably not. But
no.
But usually what happens, and it is kind of interesting because it's just as it is here. There may be a military installation, and the local politicians and some of the business people want them to stay there because there are paychecks that are paid to the soldiers, and they spend them in the local economy, and they can't get past that initial look at it. But if the military, which were much smaller than it is, and it certainly would be if we closed those bases overseas,
sure.
Then everybody would have more money in their own pocket to spend in their own economies the way they want to.
Exactly.
And that's another one of those important lessons of the book is there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's called Tanstaffelin. It's I forget who coined the phrase. I think it was a science fiction author. But anyway, it's there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And typically what people do is they think that government money is free, that government programs can be run for nothing. Well, we all know that when we start thinking about it, that our tax bills go up to pay for all these government programs.
Sure.
But very, very, very often people will just say, well, the government ought to do something, and just like this war on terror thing, well, that's costing $7 billion a month.
Phew.
And that's coming out of the taxpayer's pocket.
You know, every time the government tries to do something, they're either A, ineffective, or B, they achieve the exact opposite of what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And it seems like in the war on terror that they're achieving the exact opposite. I feel like
there's more terror.
Yeah, I feel like they're creating terrorists. I mean,
you can look at the numbers from over in the Middle East. You can look at the numbers from before when we got over involved in there and how much terrorism there was and how much there is now. It's gone up astronomically. It's amazing. David Berglund, can you hang on with us?
I certainly can.
Excellent. Hold on. 800-259-5791. It's David Berglund, the author of Libertarianism in One Lesson. I want to talk about the advocates for self-government and who they are and what they do, because they're one of my favorite pro-liberty groups. I just think they're great. 800-259-5791 if you've got a question for David. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. degrees, and now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates there for you. Actually, I told you about the updates already, didn't I? Live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them totally free at freetalklive.com. We have David Berglund on the line with us, Manwich.
And he's telling us about how there is no such thing as a free lunch.
Well, it's a segue for you. Well, David Berglund is the author of Libertarianism in One Lesson, and it's a fantastic book now in its ninth edition, being published by the Advocates for Self-Government. If you want to go and order yourself a copy of this book, it can be done over at theadvocates.org. That's theadvocates.org. Now, David, is there any alternate ways, a toll-free number or something like that, to where people could pick up your book?
Yes, they can call the Advocates at 800-932-1776.
800-932-1776. I like that.
1776. I would love to have that for my 800 number.
Is that a great 800 number?
Is it available through Amazon as well?
It's also available at Amazon, but be careful you get the ninth edition because they have some of the earlier editions there too.
I see. I have probably two or three of the earlier editions around my house. In fact, I wanted to talk to you about the Advocates for Self-Government. Who are they?
Well, the Advocates is an organization that got started, I think, about 1985. And the idea behind the organization, it's an educational nonprofit organization that teaches and helps people learn about libertarianism and particularly learn about how to communicate better the libertarian message. So they have all kinds of materials, put on programs, training programs to develop effective libertarian communicators.
It's so important, too, to have effective libertarian communicators out there, because when you get into the libertarian movement, it can be really exciting. I mean, you've just discovered liberty, or in some cases rediscovered it, and you're finding out what it means to be principled and have principles, and you're really excited, and you just want to share it with everybody. You just want to tell all your friends and all your family members about it, and then you just end up puking libertarianism all over people, and they don't want to hear about it. So what you have to they don't want to hear about it in puke form, where you just keep talking and talking and talking and not listening to the person that you're speaking with. And the Advocates for Self-Government has some fantastic audio tapes, some books. There's a variety of different products that they offer, you know, because not everybody likes to read, not everybody likes to listen, not everybody likes to watch videos, so there's different choices to fit a different type of personality. And, for instance, I think Michael Cloud has, he's kind of one of the libertarian communicators out there. He's got some products that he's offering through the Advocates that are just fantastic.
Michael is well known as the great libertarian communicator.
Right.
He's a lot of fun. He's great to be around. One of his little points that he makes is the question is the answer, and that is, as instead of doing the what you described when you're so excited, I call that the lapel grabbing phase, where you grab the people by the lapels and say, listen to me.
Right.
No, the idea is, as Michael says, is just ask them questions, what they think about things, and they can gently be led to being open to the idea that government doesn't have to be involved in every aspect of our lives.
Exactly. So you ask people questions. It's sales, man. Which you're an old school sales guy. Mm-hmm. I've done some sales in my time as well. And it's sad that we have to sell liberty to Americans, but it's just a statement of how far we've gone down the road towards tyranny and big government in this country, that people are so mind warped into this big government mentality that we literally just have to take a few steps at a time, plant a few ideas into people. people's heads, ask a few questions, find out what's important to the individual, find out what their issues are, find out where they'd like to see smaller government, then agree with them and show them how it is that the libertarian movement can help them. And that's where your book would come in. So I would use libertarianism in one lesson after I had, for instance, met somebody brand new and ask them some questions about how they feel about, you know, government and, you know, what their favorite government program is, or a garden variety of questions, just to kind of feel them out. And then once they showed some interest in learning more, I think Libertarianism in One Lesson would certainly be one of the first books I would choose to continue them on their path towards liberty.
Well, the book has worked very well in a couple of ways, or with a couple of particular audiences, and that's the one you just described, is the person who says, well, it sounds kind of interesting, I don't know much about it, so let me find out about it. Well, this is the book that does that without being too overwhelming, and it's a decent reading speed. You can get through it in a couple hours without too much trouble. But then it's also an excellent resource for people who are already libertarians.
Oh, no
doubt.
They're
committed to it, but they certainly don't have all the answers and feel like, I'd certainly like to know a good bit more
so I can
answer other people's questions.
Yeah, so you're going to brush up on the issues using libertarianism in one lesson. And again, you can order this at theadvocates.org. Now, again, The Advocates is a group that not only do they do improving communication, not only do they improve individuals' communication skills with liberty, but they also do outreach. They also have the famous World's Smallest Political Quiz.
And
of course, we link to it from our website at freetalklive.com, so you can go take it online yourself. I mean, millions of these quizzes have been distributed. Millions of people have taken the quizzes. It's brilliant stuff. The purpose of the quiz is to expand people's political paradigm, because when you talk to the average voter, they believe they're either on the left or the right or in the middle or the center. But that's just not the case, is it, David?
No, absolutely not. The World's Smallest Political Quiz really expands the political map and the number of options that you have, because there are people who are on the left, on the right, and in the traditional sense of things, but then there are a lot of people who say, well, you know, I agree with some things on the right and I agree with some things on the left, and they could very well be libertarians, because, and that would be a good signal to suggest that they might be libertarians.
And so, as it turns out, they are, because I've actually administered countless OPH booths, Operation Politically Homeless booths, where we go to gun shows, we go to gay and lesbian rights festivals, we go to the county fair. I mean, you can take this thing anywhere. You can take this quiz to any group of people, and I guarantee you at least one-third of the people in any given audience will score libertarian on the World's Smallest Political Quiz. So that's another thing the Advocates does, is they're really active in distributing the quiz, which is just fantastic.
Now, Mr. Berglund, I feel like personally that libertarianism is growing, that people are beginning to understand the value of a small government, non-intrusive, and being able to do what they want. As the government gets larger and more invasive, more people are hurt by it. What do you see for libertarianism in the future?
Well, I'm certainly optimistic and hopeful about it as well. Just as I mentioned earlier, the government-operated school systems are so socialistic that they're just going to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And I see various pockets of government activity, various functions that the government does that are becoming so clearly dysfunctional. But more and more people will be asking the question, well, why bother? It's just such a mess.
Do you think the war on drugs is one of those? Do you feel like the war on drugs is one of those issues that might collapse?
Yes, as a matter of very definitely. I think we have, the case that came out of the state of California with the medical marijuana, and more states are adopting medical marijuana types of
you're
laws.
Right. In fact, David, Rhode Island just this week, we talked about this earlier this week on Free Talk Live, Island has become the 11th state to adopt medical marijuana laws, and that's after the Supreme Court actually ruled in favor of the feds in regards to enforcing marijuana laws. We're going to come back with more if you got time for us, David. Hang on, 800-259-5791. David Berglund, author of Libertarianism in One Lesson. If you got questions for him, now's the time to dial in. It's Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installed in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Live Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. I believe we are still the number one podcast in the world, Manwich. And last time I looked, our gain was pretty decent there. We gained some
lead
votes. Yeah, our lead. So, but it's not too late. You can still vote for us. In fact, you should still vote for us because the voting continues all month long at vote.freetalklive.com. You only have to do it once, though, once per month, and we really appreciate it because being the number one podcast in the world means more people are coming across the message of freedom and liberty because books are good. In fact, we have an author on with us right now, David Berglund, the author of Libertarianism in One Lesson, one of the best, most comprehensive introductions to liberty that I've ever read. I'd rank it right up there with Harry Brown's Why Government Doesn't Work. I would put it right up there with him.
And the readability is good. I'd like to be clear on that. Some books are hard to read, but Libertarianism in One Lesson, not.
I wouldn't hesitate for a moment to recommend it. In fact, I've probably sold over a dozen copies of it. I was mentioning that we do Operation Politically Homeless Booths, which is something that the Advocates for Self-Government does, which is the publisher, actually, of Libertarianism in One Lesson. I've gone out to gun shows. I've gone out to gay and lesbian pride fests, county fairs, and more. And we've set up tables and administered the world's smallest political quiz to people. And then what we normally do after the fact that they take the quiz and they, for instance, score libertarian or score wherever. My favorite story involving your book, David, has to be when I was at the county fair and I had three young men come up to the table. And they were probably 13, 14, maybe 15 years old. And they were kind of like the know-it-all kids. You know what I mean? Their parents were obviously socialists.
Like you and I were when we were their age.
Yeah. Their parents were socialists, clearly, because they believed that they were socialists. They scored authoritarian on the quiz. And it was the neatest moment for me, because whenever I finish giving people the quiz, I always offer to sell them stuff. Because I don't like giving stuff away at my booth. If I'm running a booth, an outreach booth, I like to sell things because it gives people value. Like, if you sell a flyer to someone for 25 cents, they just paid for that flyer, and they're going to read it because they want to get their 25 cents worth, as opposed to just handing things out to people. So I had three different tiers of things that I would sell. I had 25 cents for a, like, four-page flyer. I had a dollar, I think it was a short version of, I don't know if this was yours. David, did you, like, do a condensed version of libertarianism in one lesson into, like, 16 pages?
It wasn't a condensed version of the book, but it was a different thing. It was called America's Libertarian Heritage.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was selling that for a dollar, and then I had the third tier, which was libertarianism in one lesson. I'd have that at the table, selling it for $11 at the time. Prices have gone up since then, obviously, but it was so neat because these three kids that had scored authoritarian on the quiz came back to the table and they bought a couple of copies of your book. It was a real success story.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so, Manwich, you had a couple questions for David.
I do have a couple of remaining questions.
By the way, you can order his book online at theadvocates.org.
So, being a libertarian, I have a question that about the party, Libertarian Party as it is, maybe the RLC to some extent, but are libertarians going to win elections?
Well, libertarians have won many, many elections, mostly on the local level.
Right.
There have been a couple of occasions when state legislators, libertarians were elected to state legislature.
That's true. New Hampshire and Alaska, I believe, have had libertarian state
legislators. Yeah, and so, yeah, and it continues to grow at that level, which is normal. I mean, if you look at political history, American political history, that tends to be the way that influential groups become influential politically, mm-hmm. is that they wind up on school boards and city councils and sewage control districts and all that sort of thing, where they're in fact making an impact on local government by keeping it smaller than it would otherwise be. Now, libertarians have done a pretty good job of that. There's a real simple issue, big government or small government. And if you ask most people, is government too large and would you like to have it smaller, you know what their answer is going to be. Yeah.
Yes.
If there's too damn much government, let's make it smaller.
That's one of those good questions you can ask people. We were talking about asking questions earlier. That's a great one.
And simply, if you can get people thinking in that sort of two-dimensional way or two-choice way, you want government bigger, you want smaller, well, then let's make sure that at our local level, where people are usually much more focused and concerned mm-hmm. about what's going on, said, keep your local government smaller and only elect people who will pledge to keep government small rather than letting it grow.
David, here's a question for you in regards to local politics. Have you heard of the Free State Project? And if so, what do you think about it?
I have heard of it, and I like it. It's not the first time that this flag has been run up the flagpole, but from what I understand, the current project is looking pretty healthy.
Yeah, there's almost 7,000 members at this point. And when you say running this up the flagpole, you're referring to the fact that there have been similar ideas in the past
posited
amongst libertarians, like, okay, let's all move together to the same place. But the difference between the past and what's going on with the Free State Project is the old ideas didn't have the internet to apply themselves to. They didn't have that ability to get the message out like we do today.
And I think it's just terrific. It's kind of a young person's thing, which
right.
Nothing wrong with young people. I don't have to be one anymore.
Get off my lawn!
I kind of laugh about back in 1976, I was the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. My primary qualification was I was over 35. Almost nobody else in the party was at that time.
David Berglund, hang on if you can. I want to get you on for one more segment. Manwich has a question about anarchy. We're going to come back with that. This is your show, 800-259-5791. You want to ask David Berglund a question? Now would be the time. 800-259-5791. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5790.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's the number, Bob. 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the new expanded edition of the show. Every Saturday night from here on out, you'll be getting 3 hours per night. 7 to 10 o'clock Saturday nights. Of course, we also have our weeknight show that we do, which is still 2 hours per night for now. From 8 to 10 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday. So join us for all those moments, and don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we are auctioning our fourth banner on the website now, which we're doing it at auction.freetalklive.com. That'll take you straight to the auction details, and you could win a banner on our website for an entire month for, gosh, the last one went for $42.
It's a bargain.
So that was for the third position, so we don't know what the fourth position is going to go for. Place your bids, auction.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to David Berglund. David Berglund, the author of Libertarianism in One Lesson. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. And your book is fantastic. It's in its ninth edition. I highly recommend that you pick it up if you've never read it before, or if you have read it before, you should probably pick this one up too. That way you can give your old copy to somebody else and lend this one out to some new person, because it's got fresh material. I think at least 30 pages of new material, updated statistics, and beyond all that, it's just a fantastic introduction to liberty. And you can order it at theadvocates.org. Now, David, Manwich had another question for you. Manwich, go for it.
Well, we've had ongoing talks in the show about the, small government, limited minarchies to anarchies. And this is basically a young person's show, as you were talking earlier. And could you compare and contrast libertarianism to anarchy?
sure, nothing to it. I've done it many times. Actually, what most people think of when they think about anarchy is chaos, mayhem, rioting, bomb throwing, and that sort of thing. That's the word has developed that connotation over a good many years.
Right.
And it primarily comes from the anarchists of the late 19th century who were, in fact, running around throwing bombs.
we're bomb throwers.
Okay, so maybe that's a legitimate. It's reasonable for people to think that way, but anarchy really means a lack or an absence of government and coercive power. What libertarianism is, and being free means that you can live your life the way you want. Without anybody interfering with it, and so long as you respect the equal right of other people to do the same thing.
Sure.
It says, I think of it this way, libertarianism is for people who don't want to be pushed around and don't want to push anybody else around either.
Exactly.
And so let's not even talk about, use the term anarchy, let's just say, how do we get the government to stop pushing us around and get it down to a size and limited function of assisting us in defending our rights when other people are attacking us. And that's all the government ought to do. And that's what the founding fathers certainly understood this. Jefferson, in writing the opening paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence, stated it exactly right. People create governments to assist them in defending themselves.
Unfortunately, our current government, the Supreme Court, has come down with several rulings that says it has no obligation to defend anybody, which is interesting.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, David, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and
yeah,
best of luck with your new book sales, and I'm sure we might be able to have you on again in the future.
Well great, and just don't let the folks forget about the advocates.
Indeed, we won't. I think this is going to be the start of a brand new partnership between Free Talk Live and the advocates. Thanks for your time, David. Have a great weekend. 800-259-5791. Hour number two is coming up. Adultery on the way.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.